Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics here at EMU, and I want to welcome you to this week's broadcast. Thank you for joining us. It is the summertime, and hopefully you have been finding some time for vacation now that all schools are out and you've been able to relax a little bit, maybe even watch a couple of ball games, whether it be on television or in person as well. Hopefully you've followed all of the activity that's going on at the professional levels with the Euro Cup going on, basketball playoffs, baseball in full swing, always some activity for you to enjoy. Well, this week, we very exciting week here for us at EMU. Just a few minutes ago, I was able to release the announcement of our hiring of our new baseball coach. We're very pleased to have Ben Spotts joining us as the head coach for baseball. Ben has been the assistant coach at Bridgewater College right down the road here from us for the past 14 years. So some people are going to look twice to see that we actually, quote, stole someone from Bridgewater, who's our backyard competitor. But other people would certainly recognize how well known Ben is in the state, particularly and on the recruiting trails, as he's been the recruiting coordinator there for Bridgewater for quite a while. If you are not aware, Bridgewater College has a very, very successful baseball program. And their head coach, Kirk Kendall, just recently surpassed the 600 win mark, which is outstanding at the Division III level. And Ben has been with him for 14 years. So to have someone who first played for Kirk Kendall, then also learned from him and coached with him, to have him come and jumpstart our baseball program, we are extremely excited about it. We believe we've contacted everybody. We look forward to him starting. He's already starting this afternoon to contact some of the recruits that Jason Stuhlmiller, the interim coach, had been working with, and as well as the current players. We've notified everybody, and we're excited about it. Yesterday afternoon, we also had a meeting with the architects who are designing the new dugouts and press box, and those plans are underway as well. We'll start getting Ben's input on that. Our goal is to have some of that started already next season, but we'll have to wait and see how the funding goes along with that. So we are extremely excited. We are very appreciative of the job that Jason Stuhlmiller did as an assistant coach last year and as an interim coach, not losing any of the players, recruiting hard, keeping things together, keeping the program moving ahead. But we believe that someone with Ben's experience and knowledge and connections throughout the state are clearly going to make him a quality coach for us in terms of being able to recruit the quality kids and to develop the baseball program into an ODAC contender. And he's excited about coming to join us. Clearly, it's got to be a difficult move for him after having graduated from Bridgewater and spent 14 years there, then come to your closest competitor up the road. But he's assured me that blue and white will fit him very well rather than the red and gold of Bridgewater College. So that's some breaking news that we have. We're still working on the men's volleyball position, and there is an offer that's been out, and we're trying to work the details on that, and hopefully we'll have some information on that in just a little bit. So I'm going to have my work cut out this fall, certainly, in terms of orienting our new coaches, and we'll update that for you in a little bit. I also just this afternoon spent some time with the Board of Trustees that are meeting here on campus. I met with the Student Life or the Faith and Life Committee, and they always like to hear an update on athletics. I'd like to bring up one topic and share with you a little bit today on that, and that has to do with the funding that happens for athletics. I believe that at EMU we are at a very critical point at which we are continuing this journey of trying to figure out what role can or should the athletic department and athletic programs play within the life of the university. Clearly, we have some high enrollment goals for us. We recognize the fact that we are becoming known throughout the state for some of our sports programs. We're certainly hopeful baseball is going to become one of them because baseball is really big in this valley and across the state. So we're looking forward to that. But we recognize the role that athletics can play. But in order for us to achieve those levels of success with our teams, in order to reach the roster sizes that we'd like to be at, both for optimal performance as well as for enrollment in the university, we begin to recognize that there's certainly going to have to be some funding that goes along with that. as anyone out there knows, it usually in a business world, and not, people don't like to think of higher education as business, but certainly in a business world, there has to be a little bit of money spent for money gained. And so we recognize the fact that there are certain areas of our athletic program that if we want to achieve the levels that we believe we're going to have to in order to increase our enrollment and also increase our popularity and notoriety and bring a positive aspect to campus, we're going to have some additional funding sources. I'm excited about the concept that has been developed by the development office, and that is that the concept of university fund athletics. And what we will be doing over the course of the coming years will be developing athletic partners, persons who are going to commit to us on an ongoing long-term basis. If you are familiar at all with the university giving, associates in discipleship are persons who are giving $1,000 a year to the annual fund. And we believe that the only way in which we can grow the athletic program in the ways that we want to is to get that ongoing support. It's going to be impossible for us to add the kinds of things that we need by simply going out and trying to raise it each given year. But if we can find those persons who are committed to partnering with us in the growth of the athletic department, then we believe that our budget can grow and our resources can grow commensurate with being able for us, allowing us to put competitive teams on the field and the court. Some of the things that we are specifically looking at that we recognize is the fact that we really want to develop a graduate assistantship program. We have fantastic graduate programs here. And a development of a graduate assistant program would provide assistant coaches for all of our sports. And we recognize the fact that assistant coaches are one of the key elements to success of an athletic team, whether that be help in recruiting, help in practicing, whether it's statistics, whatever it is, someone else taking care, following through with alumni, looking at recruits, breaking down film. Assistant coaches are so key to what has to happen with a Division III, and we are very limited. At the current time, I'll be very honest with you to say that most coaches have $1,500 to $1,800 to spend on assistant coaches, which really means you're going to have someone who's basically a volunteer and will not be able to do a lot outside of the season. A graduate assistantship program would give us the ability to have an assistant coach for sports here year-round as they're taking classes in the evening and then working for the either the department and or that sport. So that's one area we need to look at. The other area we need to look at is a strength and conditioning coach. The reality is that all of our, if we want to have our athletes be at their optimal level of performance, they're going to have to be working out year round. That doesn't mean it needs to detract from the academic side and the social side of life, but we are going to need that particular kind of resourcing. If we're going to maintain or reach the kinds of levels that we want to, we're going to have to increase our recruiting base, and that's going to take more dollars to recruit so we can go broader and bring more student athletes in here and the kinds of athletes that are going to fit the court, the field, and also the classroom. So the concept of University Fund Athletics is to find those people who understand the value of the athletic program to the life of the university and particularly to the life of the student. As you know, impacting lives through athletics has been my motto for a long time. Developing Christian character in athletes is another one that I like to share with people. And as we develop this program of University Fund Athletics, we are going to be looking for people who want to commit to a long-term relationship with us in a funding way to give $500 or $1,000 a year to University Fund Athletics. And so if I can find, for example, 25 people who would be willing to partner with us in that particular way, when I put into my budget for a coming year that we'd like to add a particular strength and conditioning position or we'd like to add this or add that to the program in order to help us reach our enrollment and our winning percentage goals that we have in the athletic department, when I take that up to the administration and they ask me where the funding is coming from, I can show them and say to them, there are 25 people that have committed themselves to give $1,000 a year ongoing into the future, and that's where the funding is going to go. So if we're going to grow athletics, we have to grow it from a budget standpoint, not just from a running around getting the fundraising money. that will continue to be important. We'll continue to have small fundraisers. The phone-a-thon will continue to happen. The Loyal Royals Golf Tournament, all of those things will happen. But we also recognize the need for ongoing annual support to University Fund Athletics. It's a concept that I'm extremely excited about since I am working quarter time in development this coming year. And have been this last year. You will certainly be hearing more about that. But I want to share with you the idea that ongoing annual funding for the athletic program is the only way that we are going to reach the goals that we have. And those are goals to impact lives through athletics. We want to increase the roster size. We want to increase the competitiveness. There's no doubt about it that any university that has successful athletic programs creates a positive vibe on the campus community and attracts students, whether they be athletes or non-athletes, if there's a positive energy happening on campus. And certainly we've been able to recognize that as some of our athletic teams have gained in success in the ODAC and also regionally in the NCAA, the positive atmosphere on campus has clearly increased. We're looking forward to that. I'm going to be sharing with you more about University Fund Athletics, but if you're out there listening and would want to be one of those persons who could partner with us, would like to give us feedback on that, I'd certainly be glad to talk with you about that. Funding athletics is a challenge all the time. We recognize that it's an expensive venture to have athletic programs. None of our costs are going down, whether it be transportation with fuel costs or officials. No matter what it is, the costs are going to continue to go up. But the pressure on us to be successful is also going to go up, successful in both our winning percentage and successful in retaining our student athletes and having them have valuable experience. University Fund Athletics is the one way that we are going to be able to grow our athletic department in ways that will help us reach those goals. And we hope, and I hope, that you'll be able to join us. Thanks for joining us this week on our podcast. We look forward to talking with you next week. And until that time, first of all, to the fathers, a happy Father's Day, and to all the rest of you, make it a great week.